Why do we like some beings, dislike others, and feel indifferent toward even others? Because of actions done or not done in this life. We like the beings who have helped and supported us. We dislike those who have harmed us or who threaten our existence in any way, and feel indifferent to anyone unrelated to us who has done nothing either pleasant nor unpleasant to us. If we meditate on the people whom we dislike, the superficial nature of our reasons for disliking them become very obvious. Some merely smiled at us strangely, frowned at us, or said something against us at one time. Others happened to play an unfortunate role in our lives. On the other hand, our reasons for liking the people whom we choose as friends are usually just as silly. Most people change their emotions towards others as quickly as the weather changes. Such a mind is a cause of laughter. It would be reasonable to call one person a friend, another an enemy, and a third a stranger, if they had held this status throughout the billions of lives. But this is not the case. All beings have been friend, relative, and even parent to us again and again. Each time they have showered us with a rainfall of kindness, protecting us from harm and providing us with much happiness. This is in the past. As for the future, until we attain liberation or enlightenment, we shall continue to spin on the wheel of life with them. Similarly, the people whom we like and love in this life have not always been our friends. In many previous lives, they have killed us, stolen from us, and harmed us in many ways. As for the future, until we attain enlightenment, we will continue to meet with them in life upon life, each time our relationships with them dramatically changed. As the wheel of karma rolls on, the beings fulfilling these functions constantly change positions with one another. When we meditate on these facts, the smooth mind that looks on all beings with equanimity is quickly generated. This lays the foundation for the actual practice of the 7-point cause and effect meditation technique.